Now let me move on into our study that we set before us for today. And we read here in verse 19, and this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? Now, this is the first incident in the life of John, which John here in his gospel gives us a record. We have no beginning here of this man, the birth of him, like you have over in Luke. And this is the record of John. And what was it? Well, they came and asked him, who art thou? And there's a subtle temptation in that. Here was an opportunity to make something of himself. But this man very frankly confessed, and he said he must increase, but I must decrease. What a statement that is. And that's a statement that not only should a believer make, but he ought to live that statement. He must increase, but I must decrease. And friends, both can't be on top. Either Christ is primary in your life, occupies first place, or you, that is, the selfish I, will be on top. You can't have both. He must increase, and I must decrease, or else it'll be the other way around. He was asked the question by the people, who are thou? And he confessed and denied not, but he confessed, I am not the Christ. You see, they cleverly suggested that he might be the Messiah, and they had a messianic hope. And he made it very clear, I'm not the Christ, I'm not the Messiah. You're looking to the wrong man. Well then, if he's not Christ, then he must be some other great person. And they ask him, what then? Art thou Elias? That is Elijah. And he said, I am not. And then they said, art thou that prophet? That is a prophet like unto Moses, which way back in Deuteronomy, God promised he had sent. And he answered, no. And you notice how matter of fact John is here. His answers are very terse and very brief, and they get briefer as they continue to question him. Who art thou? He says, I'm not the Christ. And they said, then you must be Elijah. He said, I am not. And then they said, well, you must be that prophet that was predicted. He gives an emphatic no. Now notice what they did. Then said they unto him, who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? They said, you must tell us who you are. We can't take back a bunch of negatives and say, he's not this, and he's not this one, or that one, or the third one. And so he identifies himself here. Listen to John. And he said, I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. He's a voice. You see, Christ was the Word. John was the voice. Over the radio today, and as you listen to me right now, I'm reduced to a voice. I've been going around holding radio rallies, and I've enjoyed meeting so many of our listeners. And many of these people say, well, I have a face now to go with the voice. Or I've often wondered how you look. And I sometimes say to these folk, especially when some dear sweet lady comes up to me and says, I've been listening to you and I wonder what you look like. And I say, well, you thought I was a little, short, ugly old man. And they say, oh my, no. Of course, they try to get away from that one. And I say, well, you found out you were right after all. Well, may I say that I'm just a voice here. Now, that's all John wanted to be. And you can be sure of one thing, that we are more than a voice, and we want to be more than a voice. But John was willing to be no more than just a voice, that was all. And he had a grand message to give, a message greater than he is. And frankly, I'm satisfied just to be a voice, because certainly the message we've got is greater than the individual. And I think one of the beauties about radio is that a personality doesn't get involved here, that it's just the voice that you hear, and that voice should, of course, declare the glories of Christ.